Fern?
Adams, they've just passed me.
You sure it's the Wallaces?
Positive. They've taken the Billingsley Road. Shall I follow?
No, as long as we know where they are. Stay put and keep watching. If you want me, I'll be at the ministry.
The ministry? On a Saturday afternoon?
It's my turn for weekend duty. I'm on till midnight.
I'm sorry, miss. I can't let you in without a pass.
You've seen it every day this week.
But that's not today, miss, is it? I'm sorry, but there it is.
Please yourself. I'm not begging to work on a Saturday afternoon. If World War III starts and there's no one to answer the phone, you will explain, won't you?
Trouble at all? Oh, afternoon, Mr. Hassler. Young lady's forgotten her pass.
Not again, Sally.
Yes, again.
All right, George, I'll vouch for her. She's on with me today.
With you? I thought I was on with Mr. Shadbolt.
We thought you deserved the best, Sal, so you've got me. Nip up and sort out the post, would you? We're late already. I'll be up in a minute.
Yes, Mr. Hassler.
I suppose you've got your pass, sir.
I thought you'd never ask, George. There.
Thank you, sir.
I want the keys to Mr. Shadbolt's desk.
You know I can't do that, sir.
Here's my authority, George.
I see, sir. If you'll sign for them, please.
Best writing. There.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Shadholt's not sick, is he?
No. He won't be coming back, though. He's left us.
You'll be doing his shift, then.
Until midnight, George. What a way to spend a Saturday.
Hello, Max. Sorry I'm late.
I thought you weren't coming.
It's a trouble down below.
I forgot my pass again. How did you get in?
Mr. Hassler kindly vouched for me.
Mr. Hassler? I thought we were on with Mr. Shadbolt.
I must have swapped turns. I'd have swapped if I'd known I was going to be on with him. All right. I know you like him. I don't. Ooh, can I borrow your comb?
Yes.
I look like a gollywog. Ta. Ooh, I hate coming in on Saturdays.
It's only 1 in 9.
You only die once, but that's no comfort when your turn comes, is it? And when you're on with Hassler, it's worse still. Oh, Mr. Hassler, the way you creep about, I never heard you come in.
I thought I'd entered the ladies' hairdressing salon by mistake.
Very funny.
When you've finished your home perm, you might take a look at your switchboard. It's making funny noises.
It's not the only thing.
Hello, Mag.
I didn't expect you in today.
No, there's been some changes. Anything in the post?
Sally hasn't brought it in yet.
Chase her up, would you?
Your wife phoned. She said, would I ask you to ring her?
Well, you've asked me.
She gave me a number.
Chuck it in the basket. Now, where's that damn post? Ah.
Post! Sorry I'm late. I've been busy.
Yes, your hair looks very nice. Give Maggie the post and get me the Wallace file. I'll be in Mr. Shadbolt's office.
The Wallace file.
John Wallace, Admiralty Coding Clerk. He's been passing stuff to the Russians. Second cabinet, third drawer down.
What's Hassler doing in Shadbolt's office?
I don't know.
Well, he's been after his job long enough. Hey, what time are you finishing tonight?
I don't know. I shall probably stay on till midnight.
With lover boy? I see. I wouldn't touch him with a barge pole.
He's waiting for that file.
You ever met his wife? I have. I had to take some papers to his house once. He treated her like dirt. If she left him, he drove her out. Oh, what's the use? Love is blind. Here's your file.
Can't you knock when you come in? Stick it down there, will you?
Mr. Shadbolt doesn't like people rifling through his desk.
Mr. Shadbolt won't know. He's not coming back. I'm taking over.
Oh, he got the push then.
You don't seem surprised.
You always get what you want, Mr. Hassler, so why should I be surprised? Besides, I've seen it coming for weeks.
Oh?
I know I'm supposed to be the dumb blonde around here, but I keep my ears and eyes open. I bring in his post, don't forget. I see all the stuff that comes into his office and the little that comes out. You'll find what you're looking for in that top right-hand drawer.
This one? Good Lord. This stuff goes back for weeks.
Urgent correspondence. None of it's been touched.
I used to see him shoving it in there each night before he went home.
You should have told someone.
Are you trying to tell me you didn't know, Mr. Hassler? I'd better get back to my switchboard before I say something I shouldn't. Oh.
Sorry, didn't know you were engaged.
It's all right, Mr. Byrne. I'm just going.
Come in, Mike. Sit down.
I thought Mr. Chadbolt was on today.
He's not with us anymore. He wasn't coping. Look at this. Correspondence going back for weeks, untouched.
Who's got his job?
I have.
Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's only on a temporary basis, but if I give them the results, it'll be confirmed. The chief's asked me to have a word with you about the Wallace case. I'm taking it over, of course.
Oh.
I haven't had time to look through the file. What's the position?
Well, Wallace is a coding clerk in the cipher section at the Admiralty.
Mm-hmm.
We've twigged that he's been passing stuff on to the Russians, so we make sure he only passes on what we want him to pass on.
That can be dangerous. We keep close tabs on him, I hope.
Oh, as much as we can, within the limits of our budget. It's easy when he's at work. We've got a man at the Admiralty. But it's difficult at other times. We haven't got the staff. And you know what the Treasury think about excessive overtime.
They've moaned about the overtime in this case. I wish they were on our side. It wouldn't half help. What happens weekends?
Wallace and his wife own a cottage on the coast at Bellancy. They go down every Saturday and return Sunday night. I have a chap on duty at the junction of the coast road each weekend. He reports. They come and go.
Who's watching them at the cottage?
No one. It's an isolated spot. The only house for about 6 miles. Anyone watching would stick out like a sore thumb.
So we're paying overtime, and all we've got is a man watching the main road miles away.
Well, it's the only road in and out.
Scrub it. We can't afford him.
But we can't leave them for a whole weekend on watch.
Of course not. The chief's emphatic. They've got to be watched.
Well, then?
We don't get overtime in our grades, Mike. I thought you might like to watch the road yourself.
Look, I'm working flat out as it is.
I know. I'm not ordering you. You're looking after that end of it, so I leave it to you to do the best you can. They've got to be watched, and we've got to cut the overtime. You'll think of something. You might go through these papers of Shadbolt's. You can work in here if you like. I'm going to give Maggie a few letters. Isn't that the switchboard ringing, Sally?
You can't hear it from here.
Precisely. Then go out where you can hear it. That's what you're paid for.
Thank you for reminding me of my duties, Mr. Hassler. It's a relief to know you're not after my job as well.
Do a few letters, Meg.
Sure.
You want to midnight?
If you want me.
There's a lot to get through. I thought we could go back to my place after.
Oh?
Well, there's no one there, and it's damn lonely on my own.
I don't think so, thank you.
What's up?
I don't like the way you use people. Like Mr. Shadbolt.
Sally been talking?
Well, she says that when you saw Shadbolt was falling behind, you used to pile extra stuff of your own on his desk to make it worse for him.
So the consensus of opinion is that I put the skids under the poor devil to get his job, right?
Yes.
All right. Yes, I did. He wasn't up to the job, Mag. Even Sally admits that.
You could have helped him.
How long for? We can't afford passengers. The East Berlin police picked up Lawler last week. Did you know that?
Eddie Lawler? Oh, no.
They picked him up because of Shadbolt's negligence. Now, that couldn't go on. So I piled extra work on his desk. I speeded up his downfall. I've saved a few more Eddie Lawlers.
And you've got his job?
Yes, and I'll do it a damn sight better than he did.
Mr. Hassler, phone.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I'll be back in a minute, Mike. Hassler... No, he is not with us anymore. Yes, it's a shame. What do you want? Armstrong?
Mike, who's Armstrong?
Our duty man at London Airport.
Oh, yes. What is it, Armstrong? What? Are you sure? Don't let her get away. I'll send Mr. Byrne over to pick her up and keep your eyes open for the husband.
What's that about?
Where are Mr. and Mrs. Wallace?
In their cottage at Bellancy. Why?
Mrs. Wallace has just turned up at London Airport.
That's impossible.
Impossible or not, go over and bring her back.
But she couldn't get there. Adams reported them taking the coast road barely an hour ago.
Then whoever it was that Adams saw, it certainly wasn't the Wallaces. And if it wasn't the Wallaces, who the hell was it?
Hey. Navigator. Valerie. You can wake up now. We're nearly there.
Miss Gordon? Oh, where are we?
Nearly there. That must be the Wallace's cottage up there on top of the cliff.
Where's the sea?
Look down there. What is it?
Oh, I can't stand heights.
Neither can I, but we've got to go a bit higher.
We're so near the edge.
All right. I wouldn't like to drive this way in the dark, though. One false move and you'd be smashed to bits on those rocks down there.
Don't!
According to Mr. Wallace, the cliffs are crumbling away all the time. There used to be a thriving fishing village here once until the sea ate away the cliff. Then the houses started crashing down one by one. Wallace's cottage is the only building left.
Look out!
All right, I saw it. That must have fallen recently. They've got it fenced off. Anyway, we're here. How'd you get? And there it is in close-up. What do you think,
It looks so lonely.
There's not another living soul for 6 miles, apart from the seagulls. But then I didn't think you'd be looking for company on your honeymoon, Mrs. Graham.
Mrs. Valerie Graham. I can't believe we're married.
Well, it's 7 and 6 down the drain if we're not. Till death us do part.
Oh, don't talk of death. It frightens me.
Oh, sorry, darling.
Ooh.
Shivering.
Cold. Can we go in?
Of course. Come on. It reeks of old world charm. Especially in the summer, I'm told. But then it's not on the mains. Have I remembered to bring the key? Ah. Yes. You'll love it once you get inside. After you, Mrs. Graham.
Oh, haven't you forgotten something?
I don't think so. Handkerchief, diary, yo-yo.
Aren't you going to carry me across the threshold?
Well, you only do that when it's your own home, surely. Not for a spooky cottage you've only rented for a fortnight.
Oh, I don't care. I want to be carried across the threshold. It's my right.
Nag, nag, nag. Come on, then. I knew you were as heavy as this. I thought twice about marrying you.
Well, you had plenty of opportunities to inspect the goods before purchase.
Oh, my back.
Besides, you need someone big and hefty in this primitive shack to draw your water and hew your wood.
Fan my flame.
Bernard just phoned. It's definitely Mrs. Wallace at the airport. He's bringing her in now.
Oh, that's awkward.
I'll say it's awkward. Why the hell couldn't it have happened while Shadbolt was still in charge? This will probably put the kibosh on my promotion. Any chance of a cup of tea?
The canteen's not open Saturdays.
Oh, I'll nip across the road and get some tea if you like.
Would you, sir?
I always help a man when he's down. Besides, it'll be nice to get outside for a warm.
Good girl. Oh, get enough for Bern and Mrs. Wallace, would you?
Right.
Will this really mess up your promotion?
How can it fail? I'm in charge of a team of skilled men watching two people. And somehow it's the wrong two.
Ah, the fire's coming along nicely.
It's getting dark.
Then I'll light the oil lamp. Every modern convenience. Ah, such brightness. Mine eyes dazzle.
I haven't stopped feeling round the door for the light switch.
Well, what do you think of the place,
I haven't seen it properly yet. Can we have the curtains drawn?
Sure.
I keep getting the feeling that someone's watching us.
If anyone's watching us, they've got remarkable eyesight. We're 6 miles from anywhere.
Perhaps. Why did Mr. Wallace let us have this cottage so cheaply?
It's not all that cheap, and it is off-season. He'd be lucky to rent it to anyone at this time of year.
Why did he lend us his car?
Because he's a nice chap, and he's got a soft spot for honeymooners. There's nothing suspicious about it.
Oh, look.
What?
We got a telephone.
I know.
A real live telephone. And it works. Oh, we're not cut off from the outside world.
Yeah, no more than we want to be.
Well, I feel better now. As long as I know we can phone if there's trouble.
What sort of trouble?
Oh, nothing. Just being silly again.
Yes, I suppose we can always dial Tim if we're not sure if it's bedtime. And talking of bed.
We haven't had tea yet.
Oh, the Englishman's honeymoon. Everything stops for tea. I think the kitchen's through here. Bring the lamp, love, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's a bit primitive.
Oh, but there's every modern appliance. Spit for roasting your ox, a grinder for your corn, even a hook for hanging your freshly slaughtered pig.
Where's the tin opener for your big beans?
Hey, it's just occurred to me. I never asked you if you can cook.
I'll surprise you at tea time.
And afterwards, I hope. Come on.
The most important thing about making a good cup of tea is freshly drawn water. Where's the stove?
Ah, there it is, lurking in the corner. Looks like the original prototype.
Have you got the matches?
They're in the other room. Hold on, I'll take the lamp with me. You don't mind the dark, do you?
Well, be quick.
I'll speed like love's winged messenger. Hey, the fire's coming along nicely. Now, where did I put the matches? What is it? It's all right, all right. What is it?
You were staring at me through the window. A man.
Come in. Mr. Byrne. And Mrs. Wallace. What a pleasant surprise. Please sit down. I'll be with you in a moment. I must get these letters done.
Why have I been brought here?
Just 1 second and you'll have my fullest attention. All right. Now then. First, I must apologize for the lack of heat. The radiators are off. Must remind you of Siberia, Mrs. Wallace.
Look, my name is not Wallace. It's Johnson. Mary Johnson. And I'm not married.
God can hear you telling these lies, Mrs. Wallace.
The lady's passport, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Byrne.
There. You see? My name. Johnson.
I must congratulate your printer, Mrs. Wallace. A beautiful job. How is he on banknotes or insurance stamps? Yes? Ah, the tea.
I haven't sugared them, so help yourself.
Thank you, Sally. Just stick it on the desk. Isn't her hair beautiful, Mrs. Wallace? Does it all herself?
You're not the police, are you?
Did you think we were?
This man said he was a policeman.
I didn't say so, Mrs. Wallace. You assumed I was, and I thought it expedient not to disillusion you.
Were you expecting to be picked up by a policeman then, Mrs. Wallace?
Of course not.
You just go along with any man who asks you to accompany him. Could get you into a lot of trouble. Well, you'd better tell us all about it.
All about what?
We don't like working on a Saturday, Mrs. Wallace. It gives us a sense of injustice. It doesn't put us in a nice frame of mind. The place is soundproof. We could forget the niceties. Drink your tea while it's hot.
I want to phone my solicitor.
No.
It's a basic right.
It's not a basic right in Russia. Neither is it a basic right in my office. Now, let's see if we can speed things up a bit. Let's see the file. Ah. You're Mrs. K. Wallace, 34 years old, daughter of Rear Admiral Lethbridge, deceased. Mother died last year. Married John Edward Wallace 8 years ago. No children. Did you know your husband was Russian when you married him?
My husband is British.
Ah, this is about your husband. He's been working in the Admiralty coding section for 7 years. Your father, the Rear Admiral, helped there, I suppose. Started feeding Jen to the Russians, but we didn't twig him until 2.5 years ago. We should have done better than that, Mr. Byrne.
His cover was pretty good, sir. All his papers were real. There was a real John Wallace. Impeccable background. This one took his place.
Have some respect for our opponents. Of course his cover is going to be good. You didn't expect him to have Cossack trousers and snow on his boots. What happened to the real John Wallace?
As far as we can tell, sir, he went on holiday to East Germany some years ago and never came back. The Russian took his place.
A package tour, I suppose. Oh, forgive us, Mrs. Wallace. We're neglecting you and talking shop.
If my husband is Russian, I never knew it.
Then why did you visit the Russian embassy 2 weeks ago?
How did you know that?
We've been watching you.
Watching me?
Surely you knew.
No, I didn't know.
We can't be as incompetent as we thought. Why did you go to the Russian embassy?
To arrange a holiday. We wanted to take one of the in-tourist trips.
Shouldn't you have gone to a travel agent?
Yes, that's just what they said.
Helpful people, aren't they? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, how clumsy of me. That was your handbag.
I get it.
No, allow me. Oh, wait for it. Oh, dear, sundown.
Give it to me, will you?
What do you think of this, Mr. Byrne?
A gun.
A loaded gun. You have a license for this, of course, Mrs. Wallace.
No.
Didn't you get your printer to print you one? It's a very serious offense for the wives of Russian spies to carry guns without a license, you know. I could overlook the false passport, but this... Where did you get it?
My husband gave it to me.
My wife's lucky to give you a bunch of flowers. Let's see what other contraband goodies you've got. Here's keys, lipstick, money, perfume, airline ticket. First class to Paris. A single, I see.
Yes, I'm not sure when I'm coming back.
Oh, don't worry about it, because you're not going. We'll try to get you a refund. We're not obliged to, but it's a little service we offer to our good customers. And you are going to be good, aren't you, Mrs. Wallace? Where is your husband? Who are those two people in your cottage?
Well, I've searched the garden, Val. There's no sign of anyone.
There was someone, a man. I saw him.
A tramp? Or...
Oh, he was too well dressed. Bolt that door.
There's no need.
I'd feel safer.
Afraid I'd run away. There. All right?
Oh, Gordon, I don't like this place. Do we have to stay here?
Of course we don't. You don't have to stay anywhere you don't want to. It's my fault accepting Wallace's offer. I should have asked you first. We'll move on, find a hotel. How does that suit you?
You paid 2 weeks' rent in advance.
What does that matter? You're more important than a few pounds rent.
Oh, Gordon, I'll go and pack.
Oh, well, leave it till the morning, Joanne.
The morning? Can't we go now?
No, not in the dark, Val. That cliff road's bad enough in the daylight. I don't want to risk it in the dark. We'll leave first thing in the morning, I promise.
All right.
We never did have that cup of tea, did we?
Oh,
no,
dear.
No. I'll do it. You just sit there and look beautiful.
Well, keep the door open. Gordon?
What?
What's in the room next to our bedroom?
What room?
Well, it's got a padlock on the door.
Ah, I was hoping you hadn't noticed that, actually. Wallace keeps the mummified bodies of his murdered ex-wives in there, swinging from hooks on the ceiling.
I don't think that's funny.
No, neither do they.
Oh.
See, you laugh. Thank goodness. It's getting more like a wake than a wedding. Actually, I think he probably keeps his private stuff up there. Income tax papers, dirty postcards.
What was that?
Came from upstairs.
There's someone up there.
Take it easy, darling. I'll have a look.
Well, no, don't leave me.
Come with me, then. And bring the torch. Hold the torch steady, darling. I've just got to think it's dark.
There's the locked room.
Right. Still locked. He's in there. He can't get out. Let's try the bedroom, hmm? There's your ghost.
Where?
You must have left the window open. Look, the wind's blown the curtains and knocked your perfume on the floor.
Oh, and it's broken. It was a wedding present from the girls at work.
Very stimulating, isn't it? Not that I need any artificial aids. Hey, and that bed looks inviting, too.
Do you mind? I'm a respectable married woman.
Oh, I like the married ones best. It was just a ruse to get me up here, wasn't it? To lure an innocent lad from the straight and narrow. All right, woman, you win. Have your wicked way with me.
I thought we were having tea.
The kettle hasn't boiled yet. What time does your husband get on, my darling? Go, down.
A phone?
Ignore it.
Oh, it could be important.
It's not for us. No one knows we're here.
Well, I'm going to answer it. I'll tickle you.
Get off.
Come back. Too late.
Oh, no, it's not. Give it to me.
Go. The kettle.
Oh, blow the kettle.
And don't forget to warm the pot. Hello?
What was that?
Hello? Hello?
Balance C423.
Yes?
When we call your husband outside, Mrs. Wallace, don't go with him. We might kill the wrong person.
Who is this? Gordon? Gordon! Gordon!
We're not getting anywhere, are we, Mrs. Wallace?
Somehow I feel we are not getting your wholehearted cooperation.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't waste any more time on you.
How long are you going to keep me here?
A matter of minutes. Yes? Ah, all laid on, Sally?
Yes, the car's on its way.
Good. You'll be pleased to learn, Mrs. Wallace, you're leaving this cold office and going to a nice warm cell. Sally's taking you to Holloway Prison.
Prison?
Unofficial, of course. They oblige us from time to time, and in return we let them use our photostat machine.
How long will I have to stay there?
As long as you like. Whenever you feel like telling me where your husband is, just rattle your tin mug on the brass and the wardress will make the arrangements. If I don't hear from you, I'll look in a week or so.
A week? You can't hold me all that time.
We can hold you indefinitely.
Mr. Byrne is quite right. We may not have money in this office, but we have got dictatorial powers. It's terrible, I know, but you can't have a free democracy without a little bit of tyranny.
Come on, Mrs. Wallace.
Oh, Sally's taken a karate course, Mrs. Wallace. Three of her boyfriends have broken arms and bruised egos, so I wouldn't give her any trouble. Damn. We've got nowhere.
She seems frightened.
Yes, but not of us. You'd better start getting your alibis ready. All hell's going to break loose when the chief learns of this little muck-up.
We thought we were manipulating Wallace, and it seems he's been manipulating us.
Wait a minute.
What?
She was surprised we knew she'd been to the Russian embassy. She said she had no idea we were having a watch. I believe her.
So?
Why all the mystery? Why the fake passport? She wasn't trying to fool us. She didn't know we were onto her. So it wasn't for our benefit. What did she say to you when you picked her up?
Oh, something like, you can't do this to me. I've got a British passport.
Yes. Don't you see? They're not running from us, Mike. She thought you were from the Russians. That's who they're running from. That's who she's terrified of. The Russians. Get her back in here and I'll show you how to make her talk.
Sally, bring Mrs. Wallace in for a minute.
Change of heart and change of plan, Mrs. Wallace. It's not fair we should lock you up. After all, you were only being loyal to your husband, and he was only being loyal to his mother country, your mother country by marriage. You deserve their protection, so we're going to take you to the Russian embassy.
Oh, no! No, oh, please, no!
They'll look after you, all right. Radiators work all the time. Okay, Sally, Russian embassy. You can wear your red coat.
Come on, Mrs. Wallace.
No, sir, I'm not going. Please, you can't make me.
Well, if you'll prefer, I'll phone and ask them to pick you up. You know their number, Sally.
All right, then. What is it you want to know?
That's better. Sit down. You've gone quite pale. Now then, what's it all about? What are you afraid of?
Are you sure you're all right, Gordon?
Thanks. Just about. Another inch and I'd have been dead. Whistle past my ear. He was shooting to kill.
Wetmore, please. He thinks we're the Wallaces.
What?
The man on the phone. He called me Mrs. Wallace.
I'm going to phone the police.
It's no good, Gordon. I've tried. The phone's dead. I think the line's been cut.
I can't get through. It's unobtainable.
Get the exchange to check.
I'm on to the exchange now. Oh, what? Oh, I see. Thank you. It's out of order. They think the line's down. Shall I get through to the local police?
No, I don't want the police involved. I'll go myself. Sally, I want a car from the pool, the fastest they've got, not the baby Austin.
Right. A carpool.
Ask them the registration number.
Yeah. Fast car, right away, for Mr. Hassler, please. And can I have the registration number?
I don't know what time I'll be back, ma'am.
Well, can you sign these? Yes. They're urgent.
Oh, right.
Okay.
There we are. And here's my front door key.
You sure you want
me? Yes.
I wouldn't ask you otherwise.
Thank you. It'll be here in 5 minutes, and it's registration number PMT98L.
Right, sir. Now, get on to traffic control, Scotland Yard, and tell them that, as I won't be observing any speed limits, I'd be advised if they'd extend to me the courtesy of the train. I'll phone from the other end if I can. See you, Mac.
So, you're going round to his house tonight?
You heard.
I made a point of listening. You won't get much joy there.
He'll use you like he uses everyone else.
Oh, hello, traffic control. It's special security here. Our Mr. Hassler is travelling to Bellingham.
So far, so good. I'm surprised you let us get to the car. Well, here goes.
What's wrong?
Well, no wonder he let us reach it. He sabotaged the damn car. That's what he was doing when you saw him in the garden.
What do we do now?
We can't stay here. Stay for in the house. As quick as we can, right? Now. Are you all right?
Mm. Yes.
Good evening.
Sorry to startle you. My name's Hassler. The door was open, so I came in.
That fire's gorgeous. I was chilled to the marrow. I must have been wandering about out there for hours. It was lucky I found you.
Yes, very lucky. We're the only house for miles.
Clean living brings its own reward.
What are you doing here, Mr. Hassler?
I overturned my car in a ditch. The damn road made a bend before I was ready for it.
You don't seem to have suffered much damage.
Clunk, click, the old seatbelt. The car's a wreck there. But this is a charming place.
You lived here long?
Oh, it's not ours. We've rented it for a fortnight.
For our honeymoon. We were married today.
Oh, congratulations. Today?
Yes.
So this is your wedding night?
Yes.
I suddenly feel unwanted. I'll leave at once. Ah, a phone. I'll get a taxi.
It doesn't work.
You sure?
The line's dead.
You're right. Dead. Dead and never called me mother. Never mind. I'll walk.
Oh, please stay, Mr. Hassler.
Huh?
We're in terrible trouble.
Trouble?
There's a man out there with a gun, and he's trying to kill my husband.
A gun? Good Lord.
Yes, he's already had one shot. Missed me by inches. He sabotaged the car and cut off the phone.
Turn down the lamp a minute.
I can't see any. Ah. Yes. He's got you pinned down all right, isn't he?
You can turn up the lamp, huh? He's in a good position. He could stay there for days. When do you expect anyone to be passing by?
No one does pass by. We're miles off the beaten track.
He thinks we're the Wallaces. He phoned and told me not to go outside or I might be killed as well as my husband. He called me Mrs. Wallace.
The Wallaces being the people you rented the cottage from?
Yes.
Are they friends of yours?
No. We saw the cottage advertised for rent and it seemed just what we wanted for the honeymoon. Secluded position near the sea.
It didn't mention men with guns as one of the attractions. So you wrote to Mr. Wallace?
Yes. He asked me to meet him one lunch hour, and we did the deal there and then. The rent was so cheap, I couldn't turn it down. And he even said we could borrow his car, as it was difficult to get to. I haven't got a car.
Sounds a nice chap. What did he look like?
Ordinary. About my build.
Yes. He would have to be your build. Did you meet him, Mrs. Graham?
No. Gordon made all the arrangements.
You know, by the strangest coincidence, I have met Mrs. Wallace, and she looks remarkably like you.
You've met her?
Yes. Isn't it strange? Many people at your wedding?
Just the two of us.
None of your relatives there?
Well, we've no relatives living.
Oh, that is sad. You got a house here?
Not yet. My firm's transferring me up north. That's why we're married in a hurry. We're going straight up there after the honeymoon. We'll live in digs until we find something.
Wallace couldn't have believed his luck.
Shall we tell him about the locked room?
Locked room?
Oh, the door to the left at the top of the stairs. I expect he keeps his private stuff in there.
I have a burning desire to see what's inside.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't. It's locked and padlocked.
I have some small skill in lockpicking. Don't worry. I'll have it open in a flash and no one will be any the wiser.
But
I won't leave a trace.
Oh.
You stay here. I've got a torch. I'll take the poker. Just in case.
Just a moment.
Oh,
all right, darling. It'll be all right.
What are you doing?
All right. Done it. You're coming back. All those locks for one small suitcase.
What was that noise?
I wrenched off the padlock with the poker, then smashed the door in.
But you said you could get in without leaving a trace.
I know, sir. It's what we call a lie in the trade. Now, let's see what's so important about this suitcase. Clothes. Nothing but clothes.
Gordon, that dress.
What about it?
But don't you recognize it? It's the same one as I'm wearing. And that trouser suit, those slacks. They're all copies of my clothes.
Anyone recognize this natty gents Terraline suit?
And who's Shani?
You were wearing a suit like that last week. It could be the same one.
Except that mine's packed in the trunk.
The same build as the Wallaces, wearing the same clothes. You even come down in the same car. No wonder the poor man with the gun mistakes you for them.
Are you trying to say that we were deliberately lured down here so I would be killed instead of Wallace?
Dastardly, isn't it? But then he did reduce the rent to compensate. Any idea why your car won't work?
No.
Could it be because this was missing?
The rotor arm.
I nearly tripped over it on the path as I came in. He must have dropped it in his excitement. Look, do you think you could keep moving the lamp about, make a bit of a noise, anything to keep his mind occupied while I nip out and try and get your car going? I'm a dab hand with engines.
He won't let you get near it.
He doesn't know I'm here. I sneaked in. Another thing, I'm a dab hand. Keep the old lamp moving.
Mr. Hassler, are you from the police?
Good heavens, no. I'm from a broken-down security organization. Won't be long.
Oh, what do you think?
He seems to know what he's doing. In fact, he knows a lot more than he says. You shift the lamp, I'll make a noise.
Hey, what was that?
What?
He called out.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
I'd better see if he's all right.
Oh, no, God, no!
You don't want me to leave him out there.
Well, be careful. Oh. Well, where are you, Gordon? I can't see you.
Oh!
Gordon!
It's all right. Get back in the house.
What's happened to Mr. Hassler?
Give me a hand to get him in, will you? In the chair. Wait.
Is he dead? Oh, his head.
Yes, someone's coshed him, but I think he'll be all right.
Oh.
What is it?
I fell over him out there. I twisted my ankle, I think. Might even have broken it. I can't put any weight on it. Oh, now we are in a mess.
What are we going to do?
Well, he fixed the car. I managed to see that. Val, it's up to you.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't move far with this leg. In any case, I can't leave him. You'll have to take the car and get help.
Oh, I'm not leaving you, Gordon.
You've got to. It's our only chance. Is he still out there?
Yes.
Well, you'll be all right if you drive quickly. Run straight to the car and go like mad.
Yes.
There's a call box on the main road. Ring the police. If you miss it, go straight to the town and call the police from there.
But what about you?
You'll be all right. You've only got to hang on for half an hour at the most. You should have the police here by then. I'll bolt the door.
Too late.
I'll manage. If you're quick, we'll be all right.
Well, I'll be quick.
Yeah, and be careful down that cliff road.
Yes.
Watch out for the bit they fenced off or you'll end up in the sea.
It's you I'm worried about.
I'll be all right.
Oh. Well, I won't be long.
Good luck.
Start, damn you. Start.
All going according to plan, eh, Mr. Wallace? What did you hit me with? A rock?
Hit you? I found you lying.
You're the one who's lying. Your legs got better all of a sudden, isn't it? Yes, lucky I saw you coming. I took most of the blow on my shoulder. Otherwise, you might have smashed my skull in. If you've any other thoughts of killing me, forget it. I've got a man outside.
Who are you?
Just a small cog in a broken-down security organization. As I told your bigamous wife.
You must have had the shock of your life when I produced that rotor arm. I pinched it from your coat pocket. Another of my social graces.
Where's Kay?
Your real wife. Safe and sound. Her throat's a bit sore, of course, but she's done an awful lot of talking. She told us about the letter and the photograph you found in your jacket pocket.
Yes, I'm not usually so careless. They should have been destroyed immediately, but it's so rarely they let us have a letter from home. My wife didn't know, of course. She misunderstood about the photograph. My father sent it to me. It was of my sister. She was 10 years old when I left home. She's grown up into a pretty young woman.
Yes. I saw the photograph. And wives finding photographs of pretty young women in their husbands' pockets are apt to jump to the wrong conclusion. She wanted to know what the letter said. So she took it round to the Russian embassy for a translation. And that really put the pussy among the pigeons, didn't it? She'd found out too much. She'd blown your cover. She had to go.
Yes, they ordered it. The KGB. She was a danger. It had to be an accidental death, so no blame could attach to me. So I could go on working at the Admiralty. I'd married her on their orders. There was no real love at first, but after 8 years, you...
My marriage was completely the opposite. Why didn't you tell them to go to
hell? No, you don't do that for the KGB. Besides, if I hadn't cooperated, they'd have done it on their own, ran her down in the street or something.
So you bigamously married this other poor girl just to provide someone to be killed instead of your wife?
I love my wife. I don't care who is killed as long as it isn't her. Who's that?
It'll be my chap. Come in, Baron. Well?
The chap with the gun and another man have gone off in a motorboat, sir. Mm-hmm.
The KGB boys. Let them get well away before you bring the car up.
They moved the fencing away from where the cliff had collapsed. They meant for her to drive over the edge.
Is she all right?
As if you cared. She's not all right, is she, Ben?
No, sir. We didn't interfere, as you said. She went over the edge and smashed to pieces on the rocks.
You let her die?
It was necessary, Mr. Wallace. Your masters will be assured of your loyalty and will carry on using you without question. But now you will be working for us, telling us everything they want to know, so we can provide you with the right answers.
And if I refuse?
You love your wife, Mr. Wallace. We'd take her to your embassy. Let them see how you've both deceived them. It's a dirty game, isn't it? See if the phone's working, would you, Ben?
Right. Okay. Must have reconnected the wire before they left.
They're damned efficient. Get the office, will you? There's 5 minutes to midnight. And we're not on again for another 9 weeks.
Ministry? Duty office, please.
I'll take it. It's all worked out quite well, hasn't it? We can tell the chief this is how I planned it all along. Oh, hello. May I? I just caught you then. Yeah, all tied up this end. What letters? Oh, shove them in my desk drawer. Anything as long as they're out of sight. My face? No, of course I hadn't forgotten. Look, don't put the letters in the drawer. Bring them with you. And you might fetch your shorthand notebook at the same time.